Thank you for listening to the Dothan First podcast. We hope you enjoy today's inspiring message.
We're family here today, and that's why we celebrate. That's why we choose to worship God together. And today being Family Day, I know we've got some of our kids in the house as well, and we've got those who are joining with us online right now. Can you give it up for those joining with us online? So glad that you're welcoming face. I can see your face right through the screen right now, all over the country. No, we're glad you chose to worship God with us here today. And I can tell, you may not be able to see them, but I can see them. And that extra hour of beauty rest, it actually worked. They look beautiful today. But for the kids that are in the house, I want you to know that today is also about you. You are today the family of God as well. Now, I'm going to talk quickly about family, and I promise you we're going to move very quickly because we got some very special activities. I'm going to teach you about family, and then we're going to practice being a family, all right? Now, here's what I would say to all the kids in the house first and foremost. We need to always be thankful to mom and dad for all the hard work that they give, all that they do, all that how they serve. So I'm going to ask all the kids, can you just say one big thank you really loud to all the moms and dads? Can you say thank you? There we go. You may not, parents, you may not ever get that again, but you got it right here. I made it happen. All right, don't ever forget that. All right, I'm going to show you very quickly in the scriptures three ways that we know we're part of God's family. All right, we know we're part of God's family because the Bible says we've been adopted into the family of God. But if you're going to be part of the family of God, there's three things that I want you to remember about being a part of the family of God. If you're part of God's family loves. Everybody say, God's family loves. All right, a second thing that we know for sure that we should do and have in our lives every day is if you're part of God's family serves. Everybody say, God's family serves. All right, the third thing that's so important is that God's family gives. Everybody say, God's family gives. All right, first of all, God's family loves. You don't have any notes today, or it's not going to be on the screens, but I'm going to refer to a couple of scriptures to remind you about the love of God. First of all, I love the way the Message translation in Philippians chapter 2 describes what it means to be changed by God's love. You ready for this? It says this in Philippians chapter 2, and it's in the Message. You may not have the Bible that has the version, the Message version of the Bible, but I'm going to read it. It's a paraphrase. Here it is. If you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, have you gotten anything at all out of following Christ? Anybody in the room? Three of you. Let's try that again. Have you gotten anything out of following Christ? Okay, yes, I thought there was more of you. Here it is. If you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if his love has made any difference in your life, has God's love made a difference in your life? Okay. It says, if being in community with the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, it might as well include if you love mom and apple pie. It says this, then do me a favor, agree with each other, and love each other as deep-spirited friends. He says, if God's changed your life at all, you should have love that overflows in your heart for other people. The second thing is this. God's family gives. They don't just love, they give. How many of you remember the scripture, John 3:16? If you're 100 years of age or younger, I want you to say this scripture, the very first part of John 3:16. Can you say this with me? For God so loved the world that he gave. That he gave. That's a beautiful picture of God's love. It doesn't just say God loves. It said God loved, so he gave. And if we're going to be like Christ, then we have been changed by God. And we need to be like God by giving. And so in Luke 6, it says it like this, give and it'll be given back to you. And another scripture, it says in Matthew 5, verse 9, you're blessed when you show people how to cooperate and be a part of God's family. Let me just say it like this. In our house, there is not one of us that doesn't take out the trash. If you're going to be part of God's family, you got to learn how to do chores around that. Listen, parents, you didn't know I was about to give the best scriptures, best illustrations in the world for your children today, but you need to know if you're going to be part of God's family, that means each of us has an assigned task. We have some work to do. Now, if you're an adult in this room, you may know that the way we serve around here is you may have been greeted by people on the way in. You may have been served by the ushers that just came down, helped you find a seat. You may have been served by those that were on the worship team that got here early to practice. You may be right now being blessed by those that are behind this doorway and this wall back here in our audiovisual room with that team that's been serving all day long, or up there that has been serving in our sound and lighting, or back in the Christian Life Center where people are literally right now serving by making hot dogs and hamburgers just for you. There are all kinds of ways that we can give and serve and love. And I want to give you just two more scriptures, and then we're going to close out today. God's family loves, God's family gives, and God's family serves. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Now, I can say it like this. There are people in your family that maybe you don't see but once a year, once every 10 years at a family reunion somewhere. Maybe you've moved away from your family and they're in California and you're all the way here in Dothan, Alabama. But can I tell you, you're not far away from your family. You may be geographically distanced by all those miles between California and here, but do you know you have family right here? The people that are sitting right next to you, the people that are sitting all around you, they are your family. We're a Dothan First family. We're a family of believers. We're a spiritual family. And I can tell you, there are a lot of people that have told me that they feel closer to their spiritual family than they do even their physical, biological family. You want to know why? Because we have something common among us. You know what that commonality is? It's our love for God and our love for people. And today, I want to celebrate those things. In just a few moments, we're going to have pie-eating contests, and we're going to have all kinds of special games, and we're going to have food and fun and fellowship. But before we get there, do you know what? There's one way I know that you can say, well, if you'd say, Mark, well, I've never asked God to really be Lord of my life. I've never asked Jesus into my life. Maybe you'd say, Mark, there's sin that's separating me from God, and I need to get that right, but I don't know how. Do you know what? I got great news today. You can be part of the family of God today. You get to be adopted today into the family of God. You want to know how you do that? You want to know how you can have heaven as your home and you can have hope here on earth? Jesus Christ died for each and every one of our sins. The sins that we would commit all throughout our life. You say, Mark, well, I don't know. There's a few of those sins. I'm not sure if God can forgive. Do you know there's not one sin that God cannot forgive? And today, the number one way and the biblical way I know to be a part of God's family is this. The Bible says, if you would pray, and it doesn't mean you have to bow your head and close your eyes, although we're going to do that in just a minute. But you know how you say yes to Jesus? The Bible says, repent of your sins and believe that He is Lord. And when you accept that free gift, you know what He does? He gives you the family of God. He extends your family and makes you fit. Do you know what that is? That's where you don't just believe, but you belong. Friends, you belong here. You do. You belong. You belong to God's family. Are we ready to pray? Are we ready to ask Jesus Christ to come in and make our lives changed from the inside out, to forgive every sin? And I'm talking about adults, grandparents, and children today. And parents, if you happen to be with your children, or grandparents, you're with your grandchildren, do you know right now you can ask them, when I ask this question and we bow our heads and close our eyes, you can ask your kids or grandkids if they want to pray this prayer with me. And so I'm going to invite you to bow your heads, close your eyes right now. Parents and grandparents, you can ask the question right after I ask it. But if you're in this room and you'd say, Mark, I need to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Or you'd say, Mark, I need my sins forgiven. Or Mark, I need my hope to be heaven after this life is over. You might say, Mark, today I like to put on a religious mask and I show up at church, but if I really took off the mask and was being honest, there's things that are really not in alignment with God's word, his plan, and his purpose for my life. I need forgiveness. I need to change. If that's you in any of those categories, I'm going to wait for just a minute, but if the parents want to ask their children, or grandparents ask their grandkids, if they want to pray that prayer as well, in just a minute, I'm going to ask you to just slip up your hand. I'm not going to have you come forward today, but I'm going to ask you to lift up your hand. And if you want to pray that prayer with me, to say yes to Jesus, to have your sins forgiven, then I'm going to ask you to do that right now. So parents and grandparents, you can ask those questions of your grandkids or kids right now. All right? All right. So if you want to make that decision, whether you're a child, an adult, maybe a grandparent in this room, no matter what age you are, this is your opportunity. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you say, Mark, that's me, pray for me, include me in this prayer right now. I want you to slip up your hand if that's you right now. All over this place, yes. God bless you. Anybody else? Yes, God bless you. God bless you over here. 3, 4, God bless you. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. God bless you over here. About seven or eight hands that just went up. How many know this is important? Yes, God bless you. I see that over there. About 8 hands. All right. Let's pray this prayer together. All of us praying it out loud together, but especially you who lifted your hands. Let's say this together. Ready? Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Give me a fresh start. Today, I make you Lord of every area of my life. Forgive my past and be my Lord from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, can we just put our hands together and celebrate those who've just made a decision? What a beautiful, beautiful thing on Family Sunday that we can say yes to Jesus. You're part of the family of God. All right, I'm going to release you with a blessing. And I want to let you know that out these doors and down that hall, there in the back in our Christian Life Center, we've got hot dogs and hamburgers, and we got food waiting on you down there. And then we'll give you some instructions on the games, the activities, all the fun stuff. We got a big bouncy slide for the kids. We're going to have a great time together. I'm going to release you with a blessing and a prayer. Ready? You know what? When you get a gift, how you put your hands out like you're ready to receive a gift? I'm going to give you a gift called a blessing. Put your hands out right like you're ready to receive a gift. Here we go. Ready? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and bring you peace. And may the Lord our God write his name on your heart and declare, you're my child. No one can take you from my hand. May you know the blessing hand of God, who loves you enough to adopt you into the family of God. And may you be a blessing to everyone around you. I bless you in Jesus' name. And bless the food. Amen. All right. All right. Why don't you do this? On your way out the doors and down to the Christian Life Center, why don't you make others feel welcome? Come on, man. Shake their hand. Go ahead. Stand up. Shake their hand. Introduce yourself. And head on down to our Christian Life Center. We're going to have a great time together.
Thank you for listening. Stay connected with us at Dothan1ST.org or follow us on social media at Dothan1ST. Also, if you're in the Dothan area, we would love to have you join us this Sunday at 10 a.m.